1 minute you're lying on a beach with a good hat and a factor 30 on, of course, and the next it's raining. And that's Devon for you. And then it's time to come home and breathe in a good dose of particulates on the car park that's otherwise known as the M25. Ah, holidays. Well, September is with us. And last week I saw my first book now for the Christmas dinner poster. So there's only one thing for it. Let's fire up the trusty iMac and get Series 5 of I'm a Public Health Professional, Get Me Out of Here, off the starting blocks.
Guess who just got back today? Them wild-eyed boys that had been away. Haven't changed, had much to say. But man, I still think them cats are crazy.
I hope your August was all you wanted and you're ready for more news from the world of public health, with a few old jokes thrown in. I must admit, going away for a week to a place where you had to hold your phone at a 45 degree angle from the cliff, hoping the wind was blowing in the right direction to get a signal, and the concept of wireless was a Bakelite thing in the corner that receives the home service, was a very relaxing experience. You don't realise how quickly the 21st century is moving until you take a stop on the hard shoulder for a while. Plenty's happened since we've been away. Ebola has become an everyday word for a start, while the EU have decided to ban our vacuum cleaners in the name of climate change. And everyone seems to be emptying ice buckets over their heads. Oh, and did I mention Barnett atop of the league? Thought not. Yes, it's a strange world, as definitely demonstrated by that last one, but we'll enjoy it while we can. And fresh from food inspectors, the BBC's Matt Allwright is proving he really has wanted to swap the fame of national TV coverage to become a local government employee by getting a job as a trainee housing officer for his new series, The Housing Enforcers, on BBC One. Matt's already found some pretty appalling conditions and has at least raised the profile of an often overlooked part of the public health workforce. With an ageing population, housing in need of adaptation is costing the NHS over £11 million, according to Age UK, the money being the result of increased hospital stays for patients who can't be discharged into substandard accommodation. The charity want the government to ensure all new homes are built to a lifetime home standard, which aims to keep people in their properties as long as possible. Evidently, only about 3% of homes currently meet the standard, despite the fact that the design costs involved amount to little over £1,500. Age UK's report is a good read, and it's available on their website. Now, try as we may, we still can't get away from... And this week, Professor Chris Elliott produced his final report on food authenticity, which contains 8 wholesome recommendations for the government, including the setting up of a national food crime unit. For those of a certain age, it's hard not to have visions of a sort of Burger Sweeney at this point, roaring into meat plants, shouting, "We haven't had any dinner!" Food crime, though, is now a major international issue, worth millions of pounds. Unfortunately, while being strong on that side, Professor Elliott successfully ducked the controversial handing over of the whole subject from the Food Standards Agency to DEFRA, which many feel was the main cause behind the horsemeat crisis in the first place. He does, though, note the part played by local authority services like Trading Standards and Environmental Health in the picture, stating that any further cuts would leave them unable to protect consumers. Well, we hate to say I told you so, but... Now, hands off our hairdryers. That's the cry from the National Hairdressers Federation, who are concerned that after an EU ruling banned the production of vacuum cleaners with ratings above 1600 watts, they could be next. The move is all part of the EU's Energy Efficiency Directive aimed at tackling climate change. 1600 watt hoovers are pussycat compared to some professional hairdryers weighing in at a massive 2300 watts, which is why hairdressers are getting twitchy about the effect of a ban on their trade. There was also bad news for tanning salons this week, as a study from the University of Dundee and Leiden University Medical Centre in Holland showed that regular sunbed use can increase the risk of squamous cell carcinoma, or SCC, by up to 90%. It follows work done earlier in the year that found that 9 out of 10 sunbeds in a 400-bed survey were emitting ultraviolet radiation at levels above European safety guidelines. There are 23,000 new cases of SCC see every year, making it the most common form of skin cancer. Interestingly, melanoma, the most serious form of the condition, is only responsible for about 1% of the cases. We try hard to shy away from anything political on the podcast, but for the new series, we've decided to break that rule just a tiny bit by including a brand new occasional feature entitled Boris Box Jury, dedicated entirely to the thoughts of London Mayor Boris Johnson, a man I'm sure my granddad would have had a soft spot for, but that's an old joke. As he prepares to appear before the Environmental Audit Committee on September the 10th to talk air quality, Boris has been warming up nicely by suggesting that motorists are paid to scrap the polluting diesel cars they may have bought in good faith. So what does the Borisometer think of that one? To be fair, there's been conflicting advice over which cars are the most polluting, with many people urged over the years to buy diesel because of improved fuel consumption. So maybe he has a point. On the downside though, how much do you give them? And quite how do you administer the scheme? After all, a well-maintained old banger might well put out the same levels of particulates as a newer car which hasn't been regularly serviced. So what do we think? Is it a hit or a miss? If Boris wanted to get the latest air quality figures for London, he could have asked MPs Joan Whalley and Mike Kane, who spent the month of August acting as human pollution meters. In an attempt to get politicians to take more interest in air quality, they were given personal dose meters by London's King's College. Joan Whalley, who chairs the committee Boris will be appearing at later this month, was shocked to find that high levels of pollutants were detected inside her own vehicle, while Mr Kane, MP for Wittenshaw and Sale East, found levels of pollution three times higher in the centre of Manchester than along the nearby canal. One of the highest readings, though, was taken in a shared taxi outside the Houses of Parliament. Now, you never guess what I had in the back of my cab. Now, what's your DVD collection like? Well, according to researchers at Cornell University, those action films are bad for your health. Nothing to do with the amount of stress you might feel as Sylvester Stallone hangs from the wires of a cable car facing certain death. It's actually to do with what you eat at the time. 94 students were given bowls of chocolate, biscuits, carrots or grapes while watching television. The results found that those watching the action movie The Island consumed 65% more calories than the control group, with the difference being more pronounced in men than women. Perhaps that explains why cinemas persist in providing drinks the size of small swimming pools and tubs of popcorn that provide a real risk of drowning. Researchers concluded when watching highly distracting TV content, it may be best to avoid snacking. So next time you fancy a thriller, best lock up the biscuit jar first. Well, that's all we got time for this week, except to give a shameless plug for the 2014 Hertfordshire Public Health Conference that's taking place in Stevenage on November the 4th. Place is free to anyone living or working in the county. Now, understandably, I want a word with you about that ice bucket challenge you nominated me for. See you next week.
Yo, VIP. Let's kick it!
Ice, ice, baby. Ice, ice, baby.
Alright, stop, collaborate and listen. Ice is back with my brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly, flow like a harpoon daily and nightly.
I'm a public health professional. Get me out of here. It's written, presented, and produced by Pete Hill. All comments made are purely personal and do not relate to any other body. This podcast is protected by a Creative Commons license. Any unauthorized reproduction for commercial gain is strictly prohibited.
Take heed, 'cause I'm a lyrical poet. Miami's on the scene. Just in case you didn't know it.